Welcome back, everybody. As I mentioned before, Rita Swan is the president of Children's Healthcare, is a legal duty incorporated, Child Inc., basically. That's how that works as an acronym. She is the recipient of several awards. She's been honored and recognized by the governor of Oregon. She's also been honored by the American Academy of Pediatrics. In fact, she received the president's certificate for outstanding service. She's considered a Giraffe Project's hero. She's also received an outstanding legal advocacy award from the National Association of the Council for Children. Welcome, Rita. Very happy to have you here with us today.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
We wanted to have you on and talk about the ongoing problem with Idaho and the issues there as far as the withholding of medical treatment from children who desperately need it. What is the website for your Idaho source or your Idaho website?
Our Idaho website is www.idahochildren.org.
Great.
And I'd like to start in Oregon. In Oregon and Idaho, there are churches called Followers of Christ that are anti-medical and believe in relying only on prayer and ritual to heal disease. In 1998, a pediatrician and I published the largest study of child mortality in the faith healing sects that has ever been done. And we studied 172 faith deaths after the religious exemption laws became mandated by the federal government. And we found that 80% of those children would have had at least a 90% likelihood of survival with timely medical care. And I spoke at a national child abuse conference about this in January of 1998, and a new Oregon prosecutor came running up to me afterwards and said that they had faith deaths in her county, and she wanted to do something about it. 3 weeks later, a child in her county died of untreated diabetes, and it was the third faith death in that Followers of Christ Church congregation within a seven-month period. She found that the laws of Oregon completely protected the parents. By 1998, the Christian Science Church had gotten religious exemptions into Oregon law to manslaughter, homicide by abuse or neglect, criminal mistreatment of children, criminal non-support, neglect, and failure to provide necessities. So there was nothing she could do about this death, but she did alert the media, and the media went out to the cemetery owned by the Followers of Christ and found 78 children buried there, and it was big news for weeks, and the Oregon public was outraged. One of our child members asked his legislator to sponsor a bill to repeal all nine of the religious exemptions pertaining to medical care of sick children, and the sponsor agreed to do that. So in 1999, that battle was fought out in the Oregon legislature. The Christian Science Church fought us tooth and nail, and over 75 amendments were proposed to that bill, most of them trying to pacify the Christian Science Church, what the church claimed they wanted, and then they would go to other committees and say they wanted something different. But we finally got a bill that repealed five of the nine religious exemptions in Oregon, and we hoped that that would be enough to persuade the Followers of Christ to change their behavior. And for many years, it seems that we had succeeded. But in 2008, the faith death started up again in Oregon in the Followers of Christ. And the press was on our side very much in Oregon and said, well, we ought to repeal these other four religious exemptions. And my husband and I asked that same legislator if he would file a bill to repeal the remaining four exemptions. And he said he would, but it had been such a brutal struggle in 1999 that we decided to move out to Oregon to help him. And so in 2011, we moved out to Salem, Oregon, and lived there for 4 months. As soon as the Christian Science Church found out we were living in Salem, they gave up. And they wrote a letter to the legislators saying that they would not oppose this bill because the deaths in Oregon had reached, quote, a critical mass. I think that's a classic line. When
wow.
It was 78 in 1999, that was not a critical mass. But when it was 82 children in 2011, the deaths in Oregon had reached a critical mass, and the Christian Science Church agreed that the legislature should do something. We did get all four religious exemptions repealed comparatively easily because the Christian Science Church gave up and wrote a letter to the legislators to that effect. There has not been a medical neglect death in the followers of Christ since 2009, and we're very proud of that. We do believe that we have changed the behavior in Oregon. It did take prison terms, it seemed like. The last followers of Christ child to die in Oregon, his parents were sentenced to 6 years in prison, and they're serving that sentence. And there was another faith-healing church in Oregon called the Church of the Firstborn that had escaped the media attention, and they apparently didn't pay attention to what the laws were or how they had been changed, because they let two kids die, one of a ruptured appendix and one of diabetes, after 2011. So that was very discouraging to us, but the parents who let the child die of diabetes got a 10-year mandatory minimum prison sentence, and we haven't heard of any more faith deaths in Oregon since then. We have heard that some of those followers of Christ in Oregon have moved to Idaho, where they can do whatever they want with no penalty. There are four followers of Christ congregations in Idaho, and we have hundreds of children who have died in Idaho in the followers of Christ, 146 of them since Idaho acquired its laws giving a religious exemption to criminal injury and manslaughter. And the authorities were doing nothing about these deaths. The prosecutors were not filing any charges and not making any protest about the laws. Of course, prosecutors are sworn to uphold the laws. And one coroner in a county where many of the followers of Christ deaths were taking place told the press in 2011 that she doesn't even do autopsies on these children because, Idaho requires autopsies only when a crime is suspected. And she said it's not a crime. They have a legal right to deprive their children of life-saving medical care. So I don't even do autopsy. It's very bad in Idaho, and the culture is so different from Oregon. The public doesn't care as much as they did in Oregon by a long shot. It's very hard to even get the media to care about the deaths in Idaho. It wasn't until a Portland, Oregon TV station sent its reporters out to Idaho and covered the death that there was any Idaho media coverage at all. We had written to the largest newspaper in the state far back as 1999, calling attention to the deaths in Idaho, and they wouldn't cover them. Even today, the Idaho Statesman in Boise, I've gone to their website and done a search on followers of Christ, and the only article they ran was an AP article that was, you know, not generated by their own reporters, and they just printed a shortened version of the AP article. And there are just so many legislators in Idaho who say it's a First Amendment right for these parents. The representative, Christy Perry, in Canyon County, where many of these followers are, says that the state has no right to interfere with them because they believe that their children are going to have a better life in heaven, and how is the legislature qualified to judge that? So it's a very, very terrible situation in Idaho. There just have been so many children die, and we've tried for 3 years to have bills introduced to repeal or modify the religious bills introduced to repeal or modify the religious exemption, and the legislative leadership will not allow even a public hearing on the bill. This year, he directed the Attorney General's office to draft a very limited repeal bill that we were willing to accept because it would improve the protection of the children. But then in January, after the Attorney General's office had prepared the bill, this legislator, he's the chair of the Senate Health and Welfare Committee, Senator Lee Hyder, he actually went to a Followers of Christ church service and came out of it telling the media, this is not a child protection issue, it's a freedom of religion issue, and these parents love their children. They're just normal parents like you and me doing what they think best for their kids. So he renounced his support for the bill, but he still said he would give a bill a hearing if somebody else sponsored it. So a Democratic legislator took the bill that the Attorney General had drafted at the request of the committee chair, and he tried to introduce it, and this chairman of the Senate Health and Welfare Committee, Senator Lee Hyder, not only would not allow a public hearing on the bill, he even blocked the bill from being printed. So it's just...
Wow. Well, Rita, what can we do? If people listening to this podcast want to help you in your endeavors, what should they do?
There is a foundation in Idaho called the Protect Idaho Kids Foundation that is going to run public service announcements trying to build public education and public support for repeal of the religious exemption. So you can go to protectidahokids.com and see the commercials that they're planning to run, and they would be glad to have donations for that. They need to raise several thousand dollars more to put these commercials on the air. They say that we can't depend on free media in Idaho. We've never had to pay for media coverage before.
Can people send you money earmarked
Yes.
for that group if they wanted to do that? Okay.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And both groups are 501c3 tax exempt?
Yes.
Okay. So, all right, folks. So here you go. If you want to help, please contact Rita Swan at Child Inc. And that's, go ahead, Rita.
It's childrenshealthcare.org.
Childrenshealthcare.org. Thank you. Send a substantial donation either to her organization directly or earmarked for one of these other organizations if you care about it that way.